Hi, so welcome to the session. And today I'm going to talk about sleep and death. So there's a really famous quote by Gandhi, and he says, "Every night when I go to sleep, I die. And when I wake up the next day, I am reborn." And I want to talk about this perception of sleep and death because I figured out that a lot of my clients subconsciously have a fear of falling asleep. And it would be logical because when we sleep, first of all, we are kind of exposed. You know, we're lying there, we don't register everything, we are not as quick to react. So that's a big one. But secondly, I mean, the eternal sleep is kind of what we can connotate with death. You know, people lying there having, you know, that eternal peaceful sleep, drifting off to sleep. And I find that sometimes when I work with people, this is a real fear of death, you know, and then falling asleep, letting yourself go, and having that very real fear of never waking up. And so very often, you know, our biggest hope is to, you know, to basically die peacefully in our sleep. And if we go into psychology, everybody's main fear is death in the end. So whenever you analyze anyone's fears, the ultimate fear is always dying alone and dying in a miserable way. So it doesn't matter whether it is any blocks, any money blocks, any love blocks, any personal development blocks, whatever you do, it pretty much always comes down to that fear of dying on your own and not in a peaceful manner. So having that, you know, having that fear of death on its own, not even the way how you're dying, and then going to bed at night, needing to let yourself go, to drift into that sleep and to basically release yourself into sleep's kind of grasp, taking you into this other state that you have no control over, is a leap of faith for a lot of you. So the way that I tackle this is usually to really talk about what is death for you? What does it mean for you? Is it something scary? Could it just be something peaceful? And what does it make you, what is the real fear around that? Is it that you're not living the life you want to and you know it? Is it that, you know, you have things to do that you want to do before? Is it that you don't want to leave your loved ones? Is it that, you know, you don't like the feeling of not knowing what's next? These are questions that when you ask them yourself in a nice, peaceful state, coming to terms that, yes, we are all finite, we are all going to die, is a big, big point. And I find that most of the time, people know that they are not in alignment with themselves. They kind of know that they're living a life that's not really what they want to do. And changing that takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of courage. It means leaving people behind. It means meeting new people and trusting new people. It's a big, big thing. But once you do that, you live a completely different life, one that's just so much more peaceful. And you will know that when the day comes, whenever that is, you will be in integrity with yourself and you can smile and have that peaceful kind of death, which we will all have. And knowing that is just going to help you to release that anxiety when you go to bed. And sometimes you don't know that it's about death. You just know that you don't like to sleep. You don't like to let go. And whether you personalize sleep and see it as this person taking you and guiding you into this world that we still don't entirely understand, even though we know what dreams do, we know that what our brain does, our soul, our essence is ethereal. We don't know. And it's taking you into that realm. It can be scary, but it doesn't have to be. See it as something beautiful and being ready to go to sleep at night, being ready to let go and just have that freedom, that ultimate freedom state of just like letting go and having something else take care of you. Trusting that is beautiful. So ask yourself, what is your fear? Why are you afraid of death? What is going on there? How can you make it into something beautiful that is going to happen? It's inevitable. So why, how can you create a path towards it? That's not something that is freaking you out, but something that's okay. You know, that's really okay. If you need your help with that, let me know. I'd love to help you and just guide you there. And, you know, whatever you need to do, read poems, listen to music, talk to someone, write, have a walk, and just sit down and think about it and let yourself go there. It's something that can be life-changing, and it can definitely, definitely help your sleep. So, all right, from this gloomy topic, I hope you have a wonderful week, and I'll be talking to you very soon. Bye.